This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To me, like the intro music. Intro, that's radio speak for it's time to begin another hour of conversation, and the music sort of helps us set the tone or the stage, if you will. To clarify, however, we don't need music, although it would be nice if we could have a sing-along every day. Victoria would enjoy listening to me sing along with some popular songs. And I'll bet that Jennifer would like that, too. As a matter of fact, I think the audience would go for it. It would probably boost our ratings refreshingly, rejuvenate the excitement, restore confidence in the program. I was singing along with Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night while listening to Sirius Channel 6 last night. I had the window open, and oh, boy, it was fun. Strangers in the Night. Strangers in the Daytime here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here to discuss some of them. One of the stranger people around is Kamala Harris, who apparently has a problem with her staff in terms of, I think I've heard she has problems with her staff in a number of different ways, but the virus is getting a hold of them too, right? Is that the story, ladies?
Story, yeah. That was a story that broke yesterday, that it was her communications director, I think, that tested COVID positive, and then someone, and they wouldn't say who, someone that didn't work for the campaign, but it sounds like they travel with the campaign, so I'd imagine probably someone who works on the plane that they use.
I thought it was a pilot.
Down with it. Is that what it was? I know it was someone
sure
who was flying back and
thought
forth.
It was a pilot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then because they made a point of saying that, like, that on the plane that Kamala was nowhere near this person or something, which kind of made me also think, well, it would be the pilot, maybe.
And then is the communications director and the pilot related? See, so that's that's another problem, or is it two separate needles of coronavirus? Now there's a third person that's tested positive within the campaign, so she suspended her campaign activities until Monday. And all kidding of politics aside, this is just so emblematic. I mean, it's so demonstrative of what everybody's been going through this year when you have two now candidates that are running, and I'm speaking of President Trump, I'm speaking of now the nominee for Vice President, Senator Kamala Harris. You have these two people that are now removed from the campaign trail literally in the last 30 days of the election because
of
the COVID square.
The outcome. How does that affect the outcome of the election?
I don't know that it affects the outcome.
Well,
here's what we do know. In 2016, Hillary Clinton did not work that hard. She did not get to the most places, and President Trump did. He went to all the places that Hillary wasn't going, and he ended up winning. And so a lot of people believe that you still have to put the work in. Now, maybe early voting changes some of that. I don't know, and we won't know until the end. It would all be speculation. But certainly anytime you have to tell a candidate to stay off the campaign trail in the month before the election, it's problematic. It's problematic for Trump. It's problematic for Harris. You know, it stinks. And there's really nothing that you can do about it other than just kind of pay your penance, your time, and then get back out there as quickly as you can.
You know, I was looking at factcheck.org for some strange reason. I was thinking there's always somebody checking Trump. The news media is always checking him. Are they checking Biden or Harris?
No.
Do they
do
the second?
Yeah, I've seen plenty of. Wait, what?
You mean like what kind of checks? Like fact checks?
Yeah. Like tax hikes and that kind of stuff.
No.
In fact, I see this all the time. Jen, where are you not seeing it? I mean,
there was actually an article
after everything that he does, that both of them do.
There was an article in Axios this week about how Biden is the luckiest candidate to ever run because the news media is so super soft to him and they let him get away with everything. And the perfect thing is this story about Hunter Biden, which continues to erupt and explode, and it's still largely uncovered by the mainstream news media. And whether people think it's true or not, is it the media's job to tell you what you can and can't consume to make up your own mind. That's become one of the arguments, yet the media seems to still be working constantly to make Joe Biden look as unplugged as possible. In fact, the FEC is looking at it, and that's the Federal Elections Commission, is looking at what the media and social media has done for Joe Biden as a campaign donation, in-kind campaign donation, because of all the stuff they have refused to cover. In fact, Twitter is the latest example. By them not posting the story about Hunter Biden, they're saying that that is now like millions of dollars deep of a campaign donation for the Biden campaign, because they should be posting that story and the facts associated with it, and they won't do it.
All right. Can we have a deal?
Yeah.
Can we be more specific? And I say this, we've talked about this a lot. The media is an encapsulated term, and I find that it's used more incorrectly on the right than it is on the left. The news media is not the only media. The media encompasses all sorts of it. It encompasses print, encompasses movies, encompasses television. It may have nothing to do with the election. So it's really the news media.
Well, I think widely the media now we refer to as the news media. I don't think a lot of people
think we should.
Movies.
It's not proper. It's like, kind of like having slang become more a part of the American way of speaking. It isn't. It's not appropriate because not. It is much more than the media, and I think we do a disservice to the people who are not in the news media, who may not have anything to do with any of this stuff.
I would just say today, most people when they talk about the media, they are talking about the news media.
I understand that, but they're wrong.
It's not largely understood, I think the problem is more about what they're doing rather than what we call them.
Well, that may be, but it still is. It's like, I don't know, I find it, we just keep weakening or loosening our standards when it comes to everything, whether it comes to the language that we use, the way we live our lives, and at some point, I may be old-fashioned, but I draw the line. And so I point that out for, when you hear me talking about it, you hear me using the phrase news media, because those are the culprits as far as I'm concerned. And I do think that they are doing a horrible job, if you will, in being fair and balanced. Pardon the pun. All right, 13 after the hour. The deal between the Democrats and the Republicans for relief apparently has gone south. Old Fossil McConnell and these other characters are arguing about, well, they say they're arguing about the money, but are they really? Is it, I mean, it's
well,
not
it
their
feels
money.
Like Mitch McConnell's the one standing in the way of all this. Trump wants a bigger deal. Pelosi and Mnuchin got back to the drawing board this week. They seem to be making strides. And
so how
McConnell's
does a guy like
one.
That have that much power? How does McConnell?
It's not just McConnell, though. The way this unfolded this week is that Trump said, look, I'll do $1.8 trillion, which is what Democrats and Republicans had said they would actually compromise on. And then Nancy Pelosi went out, and actually in a rare moment of journalism from CNN, Wolf Blitzer said, you've got Trump here telling you want $1.8 trillion. Why won't you sign it? And she said, I'm just not going to. And I mean, he actually went into her and said, you know, people are suffering. Why won't you do this? And she said she wasn't going to commit to doing it.
Well,
and
McConnell only wants $500 billion. He said
right. So then Mitch McConnell, after Nancy Pelosi had her chance this week, Mitch McConnell said, we're pulling that off the table. It's too much money, and we're not even going to offer that at this point because she's not serious about negotiating. So, it's ridiculous right now. If Trump was willing to sign at $1.8 trillion, Pelosi should have taken it this week. Mitch McConnell should also be ready to take it. I mean, $1.8 trillion is a lot of money. Any more than that, and we're being ridiculous, because what they're trying to put in is bailout money for all the states that
they
are not balanced.
They better be bailing out the airlines, or there's going to be a real problem.
Well, and that's what Trump
soon.
Wants to put in that $1.8 trillion package, and then Nancy Pelosi said she would sign it, and then she said she wouldn't sign it with
well, there was also a national package. Testing, but there were also, like, we have to, if we're trying to be fair and balanced, we also, this is not just Nancy Pelosi saying no and sticking her nose up in the air. There are other things that are important to the Democrats that she also wanted in there. So it's not just all the Republicans get everything that they want. That's the point of the negotiation. There, the standard standardized testing across the country. That was something that Pelosi and the Democrats really wanted. And Mnuchin actually, I think it was yesterday, said that he would put that on the table now, that they are going to talk about that. So to me, there were actual strides made until McConnell, because you have to pay for it, because the source of money to make sure that there is testing for everybody. That's a big part of it. It's for schools, for hospitals, for nursing homes, for, you know, whatever. But, you know, Mnuchin obviously thought, after talking about it, he went back yesterday and said, yeah, he was going to put that on the table. So, I don't know. It still feels like McConnell's being, you know, the one with the final say on all of this. But
I think the president was right when he said we should just do this piecemeal, because building up these super trillion-dollar packages where they're shoving all kinds of crap
in. There's no accounting. The Agriculture Department is a perfect example of this and how the farmers are getting screwed. Now, our pal Sonny Perdue, who is the director of the Department of Agriculture, Secretary of Agriculture, is being investigated for conflict of interest because of where some of the money has gone that's come from the bailouts. All of his pals, some of the companies that he's invested in, have gotten a lot of money. So you can see this much money it leads to corruption. And that may be one of the things, hopefully, that they're thinking about. You know, that the PPP thing, nobody's going to have to pay that back. There's still no organization to it. Nobody knows really what the rules are. And so if they come along with more PPP money, which is needed by especially the smaller business section of our country, then, you know, whether we all get it back. We're now $27 trillion in the hole as far as the national budget is concerned. And is it almost laughable? How do you expect to ever pay that back?
Right.
People are not going to, they're not going to have money to pay that PPP stuff back, especially if this thing goes on into next year. Nobody's going to have any money to do anything. And so this is, except the people who get, the corrupt people who get all the money from the federal government, like these people that are friends of
Purdue's. Yeah, like the people who bought, that guy who bought a Ferrari, and the woman who bought all the jewelry. I mean, the stories are just sickening.
Ridiculous. Yeah, they really are. Meanwhile, people are suffering all around the country because they don't have enough to eat. They don't have, I mean, it's just...
Is it 20 million people can't pay their utility bill this month? Or is it more? It's some crazy number.
14 million, yeah.
That's because my utility bill has been doubled. I don't know what they're thinking about that, but
I've
been hearing that, too.
They're going to clean up. They're going to tell you that they're going to clean up the stuff that's causing the fires. Yeah, they're going to. Yeah. Water and power in Los Angeles.
My utility bill is more than my mortgage this month.
Oh my God!
Good God!
That is
$1,600.
Wow.
How in the name of God?
And I don't say this in a negative way, but your house is not that big, right? I mean, it's not like
I'm one person. It's a $1,600.
Right, so $1,600 would normally, you would think that would be the utility bill of a very, very large mansion. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Shop now for a way to follow the clinically proven way, the amazing way. When you think of people using Calitrin having an 86% success rate, and that's not a number that comes from the company. It comes from an independent researcher who follows up on these things so that the legitimization, how do you like that for a word, ladies? The legitimization of having the results here that have gone on for 20-plus years, people taking Calitrin. Simply put, it works. And it works in lots of different ways. Jennifer, happy to tell you that she takes it at night because it makes her easily go off to sleep. To La La Land. Well, she's already in La La Land, but you know what I mean. Off into the wild. Yeah, right, exactly. And they also put together a lot of weight loss tips on the website toploss.com. You can find all kinds of things that you can download and print. You see a lot of research into women losing weight and men losing weight and what the best way to do it is. They're there to help you out. And it starts with using the product that comes it's sort of the flagship product, although there are others. The good news is they have some complementary products that will help you lose weight, lose the fat, lose all kinds of things, and make your make your life so much better, which is what you want to do, right? So as we get into more of the, now we're into fall, Halloween's around the corner, start eating more candy, Thanksgiving, you eat a lot of everything, Christmas. Well, not Christmas party so much, whether families get together, but you know what I mean. This is the time of year when people eat. And certainly during COVID we've been eating. We've just been eating and eating and eating. So the good news is you can go to toploss.com, get on the program, buy three, get three free. Use the code DJV at checkout. No shipping charges that way. But just remember the name Calitrin and the website toploss.com, if you please. 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Johnny Cash.
That's the audience clapping for me when I sing. And also,
sounds just like that every Thursday.
Yeah. Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum is putting to use some of the most iconic instruments in the genre's history. The upcoming Big Night fundraiser, set for a week from Wednesday, included among the newly announced instruments and artist pairings are guitars, once owned by Johnny Cash, Mother Mabel Carter, and Jimmy Rogers. Hear that thing played again. The artist lineup for the event, which will be hosted by Marty Stewart, runs the gamut from contemporary stars like Miranda Lambert and Kane Brown to Americana favorites like Keb Moe, Lucinda Williams, along with the Hall of Fame members Reba and Ricky Skaggs. It's not Reba and Ricky Skaggs. I say Reba, you know I'm talking about Reba McEntire. Among the inspired pairings are Lucinda Williams playing Johnny Cash's custom Martin, Keb Moe trying out Jimmy Rogers' 1928 Wyman guitar. Is it Wyman or Wayman? Do we know?
Don't
Wyman?
Know.
Yeah. Charlene Carter playing grandmother's 1928 Gibson. Wow.
It's amazing to have these instruments from the 20s.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. And I know, Jen, you've been to this museum, too, in Nashville, the Country Music Hall of Fame. Yeah, I had such a fun time in that museum. And to see all those incredible instruments, it made me wonder at the time, are they just going to sit here forever? So I'm so happy that they're going to be played again. Yeah. I think it's really cool.
Big news. Big night at the museum, airing October 28th, by the way, 9 o'clock Eastern on the Hall of Fame's YouTube channel. Much more stuff now airing on the YouTube channel, as you've noticed. In addition to showcasing some of the treasures on display in the building, the event is going to help raise funds to help recover 6 months of lost revenue because of the obvious. Viewers will be encouraged to donate to the museum through YouTube giving. Other big night at the museum performers and instruments, Kane Brown sings a Randy Travis hit with accompaniment on the Travis guitar, Gibson guitar. Miranda Lambert plays John Prine's David Russell Young custom-made guitar. Ashley McBride plays Loretta Lynn's 1956 Gibson. Reba plays homage to Patsy Cline. Let's see here. Tim McGraw is going to play Keith Whitley's C.W. Parsons acoustic guitar. So,
great lineup.
Pretty good stuff. And the music will be great if it comes from that era as well. That's the real, for me anyway, that's the real world of country from the 40s, 50s, 60s after the war.
Yep.
Good stuff. All right, 25, almost 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, you, and Sturgill Simpson. Set to release his first solo bluegrass album. It's called Cuttin' Grass, Volume 1. The Butcher Shop Sessions. Is it this week or next week? Pretty soon, anyway, I think, right? Follows the album from last year, Sound and Fury. That was meant to be a surprise release this week before fans caught wind of Cuttin' Grass and some of the online streaming sites that follow him. Sturgill broke the news on Instagram saying, well, was hoping to surprise everybody on Thursday, but somebody in Germany got all excited and just couldn't hold their horses. Simpson wrote the caption next to the album's cover art, featuring him atop a riding lawnmower and saying, yes, this is actually the
it's
album.
It's a funny
cover.
Looking cover. It's really, it's cute. Well, when you're doing bluegrass, it's kind of funny to, you know, put in Cutting Grass as the name of it. Like real grass. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Better than the title being Cutting Gas. So anyway, the lineup and the track list.
That would be the Dear album.
I know. Yeah.
We hear it behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. Really? Excuse me.
We all look around and go, what?
Anyway, another album. Let's see here. High Top Mountain, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music, and Sailor's Guide to Earth. Apparently, he's got three other albums, as well as songs dating back to the mid-2000s. The band Sunday Valley playing with him. Album recorded at Nashville's Butcher Shop Studio. While Simpson teased Cuttin' Grass 2, the LP release on green and yellow vinyl, no pre-orders have been posted yet. So that's the latest from Sturgill Simpson, 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues,
I think her all or nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the President and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
17 days before the presidential election, both candidates kicking things into high gear. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Michigan after taking part in a town hall in Philadelphia on Thursday. President Trump campaigning in Florida and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you've ever asked the question, who would want to be a police officer these days, you're not alone. USA Radio Network's Val DeVore explains.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007, when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates.
The government is warning the state of Nevada not to use Chinese-made COVID-19 test kits. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has a story.
Documents show U.S. diplomats and security officials privately warned the state of Nevada not to use the donated kits made by a Chinese firm that's the world's largest genetic sequencing company. The tests from the firm BGI Group, donated by a company from the United Arab Emirates that has partnered with BGI. The documents obtained by the Associated Press show U.S. officials raising concern of China obtaining private information from those tested. Nevada ultimately never used any of the donated 250,000 test kits, and BGI says it's not linked to the Chinese government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Four at the hour now on the ever-loving focus on forward that this is all about. DJ Beaters are here. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I thought it was interesting and sort of anecdotally worth mentioning here, the fact that Jennifer's Twitter account has been shut down. Other radio people...
Oh, no, mine wasn't shut down. I just get censored, which means that you can write a tweet and it doesn't post.
Oh, so what happens when, like, your pal Sebastian Gorka, he had to delete a tweet about Hunter Biden and...
Or Hunter Biden.
What did I say?
Hunter Biden. Biden.
Him too. Yes. So what do we do with that? under the circumstances.
Well, I think that's actually going to be a big topic of conversation because the Senate is actually subpoenaing Jack Dorsey, who runs Twitter, and he's going to appear before the Senate next week if he answers that subpoena. I'd imagine that he would.
Yeah.
He also has come out and said what's been happening over the last several days at Twitter is unacceptable. And just to fill people in, because I think there's a lot of confusion about this story, and I'm saying pass your own judgment. The question that I have is when you have a news story that is breaking, that is being attributed to real sources and is being printed in the newspaper, do you want someone or an entity to decide what you, the consumer, can and cannot see? And I think that is the question we have to answer.
I think it's having an understanding of privately controlled versus publicly controlled media. News.
Absolutely. But there's also a pick and choose of...
This isn't news media. This is not news media.
No, but this is a social media. And that's why when we talked about media broadly overall, I use media broadly because it now includes social and news, I think, in my mind when I talk about it. But social media is handling what has become like a news flow now very hypocritically. So I'll use an example. For instance, President Trump's tax returns, that big story that came out a couple of weeks ago. Twitter had no problem putting that stuff out there. Although it wasn't attributed to a real person, it was the result of a hack. They still put it out there, which would be in violation of the terms that they say that they live their standard by. Now you have a story that comes out about Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden, and this one is a big one. And whether you believe it or not, you want to consume it and decide that for yourself. Twitter says, nope, we're not going to put that up there. And by the way, anybody who tweets that link out will be pulled down from our platform. It happened to Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary. It happened to Sebastian Gorka. It happened to countless other people. I posted a tweet, and it wouldn't allow, my account didn't come down, but it wouldn't allow the tweet to actually post. It would look like it, and it would look in there. And by the way, this
software that reads this stuff, how do they do this?
This is the, it's algorithms. This is, I had three instances now in the past 2 weeks alone where I wrote a tweet, and the last one I wrote was just a stupid one about a squirrel that predicts presidential elections. I posted those, I mean, literally, it was like a stupid, funny tweet, like, hey, if the polls don't work, get yourself an honest squirrel. That's it, right? Harmless. Nobody's name calling. It was just a funny thing. And so I put, it will look like you tweeted it, and then it won't go anywhere. And no, they'll just pull, it'll like go into the ethos, basically. That's not okay, regardless of the terms and conditions of Twitter. Twitter needs to get on board with treating things fairly. And for those of you that don't know just the nutshell version of Hunter Biden, which is kind of at the center of this scandal, the story is, and again, this is being reported by the New York Post, and the Biden campaign has actually stepped back on this a bit. The Biden campaign denied the story, and then they came back and said, well, it may be possible that Joe Biden may have had contact with these people. So Hunter Biden apparently had a laptop, and this is how the story goes. Again, confirm it how you will. This is what's being reported. Hunter Biden had a laptop. The hard drive went down because of water damage. He takes it to a computer shop. The guy who runs the computer shop says that a guy who came in and appeared to be sort of out of it, a little, intoxicated, shall we say, dropped off a laptop and wanted the hard drive recovered. He said he did the work. He recovered the hard drive. When he did it, he saw stuff that he thought was problematic. The guy never came back for the laptop. And he tried to get this stuff to the FBI. He tried to turn it over to his local police. Nobody would take the laptop. In fact, nobody would even respond to his phone calls. On the laptop, he had a 12-minute like sex tape of Hunter Biden, some incriminating pictures of Hunter Biden with a crack pipe in his mouth while he was sleeping, cigarettes hanging out of his mouth, taking a bath, all of that, his interactions with the sex worker, all on this hard drive. But more disturbing than that is that there were some emails on this hard drive that said, thank you, Hunter, for setting up this meeting with your dad, blah, blah, blah. And it was from the second highest up at Burisma on their board of directors. Burisma is an energy company in Ukraine. Joe Biden previously said, I had nothing to do with that. Hunter made his own business decisions. We never even talked about it. And Hunter made $50,000 a month from this particular position. Now, more emails are coming out. More emails suggesting that Hunter Biden was working with the Chinese energy company.
All right, so we got a lot of stuff that is coming
out. But this was all blocked by, first of all, not reported in the mainstream news media, and then secondly, blocked whenever someone would post an article about this on Twitter, and it was almost removed from public view. Now, again, you get to decide whether you believe this story is true or not. But do we live in China? Shouldn't you be able to read the facts for yourself and then make the decision? Or should we just have people deciding what you
we
can
live
and
in a world
can't see?
Of
well,
fear
I
and
agree
conspiracy.
With Jen on that. But yeah. I do. So now, and we were just talking about this behind the scenes, Jack Dorsey, who is the founder and CEO of Twitter, he has now come forward and said that they will post hacked videos. They won't censor anything. Everything's going to be posted. And so essentially it is what Jen said. You're going to be able to kind of make up your own mind if it's a conspiracy theory, if it's doctored emails, if it's fake or whatever, however you know, wherever you come out of it, it all will be up on Twitter. And they have to, because Jen makes a really good point. If you're going to post the links to Trump's tax returns, then and that's considered hacked material. If this is hacked material from Hunter Biden's laptop, if this is really his laptop, well, then that's the same thing. Hacked is hacked. So they said the only way they're not going to post stuff is if it comes directly from the hackers. So that's a whole nother
layer. Because you don't want
layer.
To monetize the business.
Right. That's going to be a different security issue for them to work.
That's fine with that, because that's a criminal activity. I don't think Twitter or Facebook should be used to bolster up criminal activity, but this is a really big freedom of speech issue, so I'm glad that they're actually tackling it, and I know they were pushed into the situation because they had, like, some major cases of campaign finance issues because they're looking at it. The Federal Elections Commission is looking at this as an in-kind donation to a political candidate because of all the earned, well, I guess the media, you just call it the media coverage, and I mean social and regular, associated with not running with the story that has actual, like, witnesses and writings about, at least accounts in newspapers.
All right,
and
let's move on.
The like.
I just want to have a moment of silence for the Dodgers, and then actually we can move on.
They're not done.
No, okay. Well, we'll see.
What is your problem? Where are the Red Sox? How are they doing?
And they're taking an early time out.
I love it that you don't even know what sports is until the Dodgers get into trouble. And then you're just rubbing salt in the wounds.
Listen to this.
That after my years and years of loyalty and service to this program, that maybe I'd get a little empathy. But no.
Okay. All right. Download, the DJB download. Most recent one focuses on a celebration of I Love Lucy. Da, 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 da. Also, we talk about Kathy Lee and Ahoda revealing their worst guests. I think we have a little conversation about good kissers, too, from a couple of movie stars. And Walmart focusing on Black Friday. They're going to extend that. So that conversation, if you want to hear the whole thing, is posted right this very minute, this second, at djvshow.com and DJV download.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The situation we have found ourselves in, a believe it or not situation, I think, ladies. This is the DJV program, by the way. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and we welcome W.D. Hogan, who's the director of Asteroid Hunters. This is something that has piqued the interest of everybody, I think, here when we heard about it. It's an IMAX original film. Showing audiences how, by transporting them into deep space for a look at asteroids, we understand more about them. It was narrated by Daisy Ridley, by the way. I remember her from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Hogan, welcome to the DJV program. This is
Thank
something.
You.
Is this a love of yours? Why did you take this project on?
Good morning. Well, you know, it's a fascinating subject, and one of the things that we were all drawn to in terms of IMAX was there's always a way to tell a lot of these types of stories, but there's an exciting way to tell it in IMAX, and so that's really what drew us to the project.
I love that. I used to love going to the IMAX as a kid, and I still do. So when you're out there and you're tracking these asteroids, what's the real risk to us on Earth? I know you're telling the story, but we hear these stories all the time. I think there's another one out there that an asteroid is going to come right before Election Day or something. Are we really at risk? And if there is a big asteroid coming our way, what can we do to get out of the way?
Well, that's very true. I mean, you know, the one that's coming right before Election Day is, it makes great headlines, but we're absolutely in no danger whatsoever.
Right. Yeah.
It's 2020, though. Come on.
Anything can happen.
2020, truly anything can happen. I mean, you know, what the film tries to do is we spend probably the first half of the film, you know, explaining what asteroids are, where they come from, building blocks of life itself, that sort of thing, to set up our scientists and what they're doing now, and they really are sort of in service of planetary defense. Mm-hmm. And it's a real thing. It sounds like something off of a Sci-Fi Channel movie, but this is all completely real. And the technology that we have now, where we're able to identify and locate and track and assess all of the asteroids that are out there, it's just sort of mind-blowing. I mean, I can go as deep as y'all want, but, you know, just suffice it to say that some of the greatest minds on the planet are constantly looking out for us. And they've found nearly everything that is out there. They track their orbits. They find out when they are going to come close to us. And of course, close to us in NASA terms are, you know, within 100 million miles. So, you know, it's interesting what they found. And so they've developed these techniques, these asteroid mitigation techniques, which are less Armageddon-type film, and it's more about finding them early enough so that we can send something up to an asteroid and just essentially bump it. And after, say, 10 years of orbiting the sun, it misses us by, like, literally millions of miles.
Kind of like the movie Armageddon. Or one of those.
Yeah, but less about Bruce Willis and more about actual science.
Right. Yeah.
that's true. I don't think we plan on sending up a mining crew to an asteroid anytime soon. But
so you said something.
That's what drew it.
Yeah, but Mr. Hogan, you said something about these asteroids and something like building blocks of life. I think most people don't realize that we are hit with these things all the time. But if you go back 65 million years or as many million jillion years as you want to since the planet has existed, we've had these things which carry the basic DNA of life from other planets that long ago existed. Is that correct? Is that, do you go into that in this film?
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, by building blocks of life, we usually mean water. And, you know, at one point, Mars had quite a bit of water, which our Perseverance mission, which lands next February, is going to explore exactly that. And by life, you know, we don't necessarily mean human, but just bacteria, any sort of living thing. And that's where these things come from. I mean, you had all of this basically cosmic dust that eventually coalesced into planetesimals and they became asteroids. And, you know, it was called, I think, a heavy bombardment where all of this stuff just, just smashed together.
So are we going to see this at our friendly local IMAX theater? Where are we going to see this?
Yes, you will. You know, we were supposed to come out this year. We wrapped the film the first week in March, and as we all know how the year turned out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to find out when the best time to release this is. It's at the Kennedy Space Center right now, and we expect a much fuller rollout probably in at the beginning of next year. You all are in New York, is that right?
No, we're all around the country, so we're...
You're all around the country.
Yeah, right. Everybody hears us everywhere. So the nearest IMAX there.
Yeah, it'll probably primarily be at your museum.
Local IMAX. Okay. All right, thank you. Good luck. W.D. Hogan, director of Asteroid Hunters here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Past the hour. It's now time for us to do a review of the top 5 tech stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through numbers 5 through 1. We start at 5, obviously. You want to wait for the big one at the end. But this is a big story, too, with the Airbnb requirements now. Why don't you go through that for us? Number 5, Victoria.
Well, Airbnb, you know, when the pandemic began, Airbnb was pretty much dead in the water. No one, including the higher-ups of the company, no one thought that it would survive. And then something interesting happened. People started traveling in the month of August, especially end of July, or August, depending on where you are in the country and how your state was affected by COVID. And Airbnb people felt they were safer going to an Airbnb than a hotel. And so Airbnb is now back and doing gangbusters business, and they're up 250% or something like that. And so that is expected to continue through the holidays because people don't necessarily feel comfortable visiting family and staying in the house. So they're renting Airbnbs in order to have a makeshift kind of Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that. So Airbnb has responded to that demand, and they have new measures now for cleaning and sanitation. And they did have a pretty good We stayed in an Airbnb in mid-August, and we felt that they had a very good cleaning protocol, but now it's even stricter. And so the company has given all of the hosts until November 20th, right before Thanksgiving, to commit to the new health and safety guidelines. Guests also have to agree to the guidelines when they book the listing, meaning social distancing between the guests and the hosts,
or vice versa, and everyone has to wear a mask when you are around the guest or the host, and there's a five-step cleaning protocol, and they're now going to have these listings that are going to be considered or labeled as enhanced clean. So it's going to be even better than what it already is, and I think it's a smart move for Airbnb, and it's a very fun and safe way for families to still enjoy holiday travel.
All right. Number four, Yelp, and how they identify businesses that have accusations against them.
Right. So Yelp has been dealing with, since the pandemic began, between May 26th and September 30th, they have had more than 450 alerts on business pages that were either accused of or targeted with racist behavior. And so Yelp felt that they needed to do something because so many people use Yelp for every type of business, and they like to know who they're dealing with. So now, if you go onto a site, or if you go onto Yelp and you want to check out a restaurant or a hair salon or whatever the business may be, you will see a new alert of, it says business accused of racist behavior with news media coverage attached to it. So that way you can read what happened, and you can decide for yourself if you want to spend your money at that business.
Number three has become very controversial. Verizon announcing its 5G network, and this really strong opposition this week from the Small Business Association, who doesn't want anything to do with the 5G network nationally. I thought that was interesting, Victoria.
I did not hear that, so I'm not sure why, because we're already living in 5G, so it's a little late for anybody to say that they don't want it. But Verizon has expanded the 5G network, and they're now rolling it out. They're boosting the signal for things like stadiums, landmarks, national parks, museums, typically all the places where you have really bad cell service. So that's one thing that Verizon is focusing on. Same thing with cities like New York and San Francisco, notoriously bad cell service. So they're rolling that out. They're already behind AT&T and T-Mobile, have been running their 5G coverage across the whole country. So Verizon has taken a long time to get to this point, but it does coincide with our number one story this week, which we will get to.
All right, number two first, though, banning Holocaust denial posts.
Yeah, Twitter's had a rough week. So now the update on Twitter is that they are now no longer going to censor any tweets from hacked materials. It will just be labeled as hacked materials, but you can still see what it is. Before that happened, the last battle that Twitter was fighting was about Holocaust denial. This is becoming a really serious, serious problem, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, and especially in pockets of Germany and Poland, which is really scary when you look at that historically. So now Twitter says that they will ban any posts that deny the Holocaust or that downplay the Holocaust. They said that there's a well-documented rise in anti-Semitism globally, especially among young people, which is really scary. And so Facebook earlier this week, they announced at first that they were going to be trying to combat anti-Semitism, and now Twitter has joined in as well.
Number one, Apple and their iPhone 12.
That's right. The iPhone 12 was announced this week, and four new models of iPhone 12s. That was more than what anyone thought, and it's all 5G wireless networks. Verizon timed their 5G network announcement to go along with the brand new iPhones. The good news is, if you're looking for an iPhone 12, you don't need to spend as much. They start at $699.
Whoopee. Wow, that's an incentive right there, huh? 59 past.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.